The Oracle is back!
Curate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
When we say we're committed to giving you more, here's what we mean. We mean going the extra mile to ensure you have the best customer experience. In fact, if you make an instant transfer and it fails, we will reverse it in one business day or refund 5 times the transaction fees. You get that? A reversal on failed instant transfers in one business day, or we will refund 5 times the transaction fees. Now, that's how committed we are to giving you more. Access, more than banking.
Someone said, and I quote, "Why can't we just keep working and never grow old or have to retire at any point in life?" And I smiled because I do not really have a perfect answer for that. But I believe it's all just part of creation that we really do not have control over. Hello, good morning, and welcome to retirement segment of Stocks Watch on Radio. I'm Ruth Ibikunle. It's always an exciting episode that I look forward to because I'm learning a lot from it. Baraka the Salah to our Muslim audience. It's our prayer that the Almighty Allah will give you the grace to see more of the celebration in the land of the living. Our guest on the program today is a trained pharmacist who has worked for about 30 years in the pharmaceutical industry. I'll go on a short break. Don't change this radio dial. I'll be right back.
To transfer your cash without any fear. No long talk, no worry yourself, oh no. Zero wahala, oh. And anything way you want to do, just carry your phone. Now the code or download the app, oh no.
This one is with my flow.
You want to buy your data, you want to buy your headline. You cannot do anything and do everything and find money, oh. You want to buy. And very secured and safe.
First Money Wallet. All money now on First Money. You first. First Bank.
Welcome back. Now to our guest for today. Good morning, sir. It's great to have you on the program this morning.
Good morning.
All right. Can you please briefly introduce yourself to our audience?
My name is Bilogi Ayodele. I'm a pharmacist.
Thank you very much, sir. In your own words, what does the term retirement mean to you?
Actually, based on the dictionary, retirement means to draw from one's position or occupation. But in my own case, I would not say that retirement is drawing from my position, though I worked in an organization for about 30 years before retiring as the general manager of that company. But to me, I would say retirement means that I'm stepping up to the fulfillment of my divine vision. That is what retirement means to me.
All right, so your very first job you got was the only place you worked all through. Do you mind mentioning the name of the organization?
For me, when I was working away in that company, there was something like the last day or the first day. I started with them with a vision. And my vision was to see how to end well even when I started my own, anytime I start my own. And by divine grace, I will tell you that I used to start early in the morning, by around 6:30 in the morning, and I end there maybe around 6:30 and 7 p.m. every day. And I would say that kind of training really helped me now when I started my own. So the typical day started by around 6:30 and ended around 7 to 7:30 every day when I was working there. The name of the place, the name of the organization is Petso Pharmaceuticals, PETSO, P-E-T-S-O-W, pharmaceuticals, is a subsidiary of Starland Group of Companies, located in Abia State, Aba in Abia State.
So you said you worked 30 years before you retired. At what age did you retire, sir?
I will not say that I retired like that. Because, you know, it's a normal setup.
Oh, okay. At what age did you leave? Did you leave the company? Let me put it that way.
Okay. The time I left the place at 54.
While working with them, were you already planning what you were going to do when you leave eventually? Or it was after you left, you now put a plan in place? Or you started planning while you were still working with them, what you were going to do when you leave?
That's what I was telling you. For retirement planning, depends on individual people. Everybody has their own plan. I have my own level. But in Nigeria, what I found out is that people just, like, teach in Nigeria and say you are retiring tomorrow. You just retire without knowing what you are going to do. Most jobs in Nigeria, people retire without knowing what they want to do. Even people that are rich, it's difficult for them to be able to say that tomorrow they are retiring. But to me, as I told you, retirement is getting up to the fulfillment of your God's divine calling. That's my own. I always made up my mind that in whatever I will do finally in life will be something that will be able to touch God's people and touch God. That was my calling. And I was the one working towards it. So from the first day I started working, that's why I see it as the starting point to the actualization of what I will finally do in the future. Because I don't have to go to work at 6:30. When I was the general manager, I was still going to work at 6:30. And closing with the last person in my place of work. And today is, let me say, it makes it very easy for me because it's what I've been doing as I'm thinking. Not like this, where you're a retired person, you retire and just sit and fold your hands and do nothing. Like in abroad, it doesn't mean you have gotten enough season so that when you're not leaving your work setup, you're just sitting down and you're taking care of your needs. But in Nigeria, it's not like that. What makes you even pay pension in Nigeria? So if you fold your hands, you are going to suffer.
All right, so in other words, the skills you acquired while in active workforce are those things that are helping you right now in your own setup?
It's everything. The difference is just because when I was working with the management where I was working, you have to take instructions from people. There are certain things you want to do. There are certain empowerment you want to do to people. There are some divine qualities you are receiving and you want to impact in the life of people. You cannot do. It's not really your own. That's the truth. But now those things can come to pass, and God has been helping us.
All right, sir. And so, sir, what were those steps you took in planning towards retirement?
Okay. Like I told you initially now, I used to go to work very early. I made sure that every step, every detail of whatever operation that was going on there, I was involved. So that when I now have my own, it would be very easy to be able to start. Those are the major things. Virtually everything I was doing, I was there. I'm just doing now. The only thing is now where I'm channeling the resources. Yes, the incomes. That is not the difference.
All right, sir. So would you say everything worked out as planned, the way you planned them?
I will even tell you now that the dream is working faster and greater than my expectation because God is involved. When God is involved in everything, God makes it very easy. You know, it's not easy to say you are living and going to something. For a man, there's only that fear. That's why you see somebody occupying the office for the next, maybe some people even like to falsify their ages and tell you they are born where they are not born, or they try to cut their ages, so they will not do that.
So they can stay long in workforce, yes.
Yes. But when God is the one that is involved, everything becomes very easy for you. So that was the major thing. Everything is working perfectly the way I expected it to be. Yes, the way I planned it. It's even... God is very easy. It's easier for more than where I even thought it would be to be.
That's great, sir. For most employees, they get too comfortable and do not see the need to plan early for retirement. Exactly when did you start planning? Was it for some people, the first day they entered, they got a job, they were like, I'm putting this social amount aside for investment, was there anything in particular you invested your money in while you were still working? Or there's a certain amount you put aside to in planning towards this organization you now set up eventually?
The truth about the matter is that when you go to school to study a professional course, definitely a professional will know that one day you are going to end up like a professor That's just the truth of the matter. It's like a medical doctor too, that at least anything, 90% of the people that study medicine for me, they always tell you one day, they want to have their own establishment. Yes, that is the truth. So once that vision is already there, what is the requirement for you to bid on it? And like I told you, if as a person you are bidding on it, it may be very difficult for you, then God is guiding you and directing your life, it makes it very easy. So once you have to do, just allow the Spirit of God to be able to direct you and be telling you, see what you have to do at this point. And as you are doing it, God will be raising the thing apart from you that will take you from where you are supposed to be. That is the only way of doing things. It's not about man, the thing that made man is one mentoring you, all those things. They will lead you to nowhere. If God is the one that's not leading you, he makes things very easy and faster than you're even thinking. That's God for you.
All right, sir. Sir, what would your advice be to those in employment currently now when they need to plan for retirement?
My advice to people that are also planning to retire one day is that in Nigeria that we have to be, like I told you, it's very difficult for anybody now to say, let me save, but they only tell you to save maybe 50% of your money, 20% of your money. Which money are you going to save 50% or 10%? When the salaries to are not even up to 100%. There's a state government that will pay 40%, someone will pay 20%, 30% every month. Is it for that one you're not saving? It's not even enough for you. So my advice to everybody is to just lean on God. Depend on God. Table your vision and your aspirations before God. And God that has seen the heart will know how to take you there. Like a man is difficult, but with God, all things are possible. God will take you there. In Jesus' name.
Thank you so much for your time this morning. I really appreciate you coming to the program.
Thank you.
Beyond making your own plans for retirement, our guest on the retirement segment this morning, Mr. Ojologi Francis, has advice that will also put God into consideration. Because at the end of the day, no matter how good the plan you have for retirement is, it is only God who can ratify those plans. That's how far we can go on the retirement segment this morning. Thank you for always staying tuned. For more updates on everything stocks, retirement, economic updates, entrepreneurship, past episodes on radio and TV, log on to our website, www.stocksng.com. Like we all know, Fridays are regular question and answer day. You can send in your questions to 0703-134-1703. To be added to our Stocks Watch Telegram platform, you can also call or send a message to the same number. Let me take the number again, 0703-134-1703. I'll surely be coming your way again tomorrow morning, same time, same station. And I mean yours sincerely, Ruth Ibikunle. Do have a great day.
When we say we're committed to giving you more, here's what we mean. We mean going the extra mile to ensure you have the best customer experience. In fact, if you make an instant transfer and it fails, we will reverse it in one business day or refund 5 times the transaction fees. You get that? A reversal on failed instant transfers in one business day, or we will refund 5 times the transaction fees. Now, that's how committed we are to giving you more. Access, more than banking.